House Bill 1237, an act to amend the General Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2002.
House Bill 1237 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? House Bill 1237. Senator Drake.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 1237, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Drake moves that House Bill 1237 be amended as follows.
I would waive that reading.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Drake motion to amend.
Thank you, Madam President. If I might speak to the proposed amendment and the bill.
That's granted.
Thank you. House Bill 1237 fills the hole with the DD, and also it puts money, in other words, takes care of the hole that we had with the ATCs this year. And it also puts money into DOC to take care of a problem that's emerged with their doors on being able to activate the doors and swing them open and shut as far as at the prison. They've had some problems with that. That was estimated to cost about $500,000. To fill the ATC hole was also another $500,000. What this amendment does is the School of Medicine came to us, and they have a lot of things involved with the university physicians where they have doctors that are retiring or leaving, and they need their sick leave and vacation time. And that amounts to about another $500,000, and that's appropriated out of the $900,000 from the South Dakota Building Authority, what's left there. So what this does is fills a bunch of holes that are sitting out there. I'd appreciate your support. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Drake motion to amend.
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
If I could ask a question of the sponsor.
State your question.
I believe this amendment, doesn't this delete Section 3 of the bill?
Senator Drake.
This is dealing with the 2001 portion of the bill. And what this does is it changes the number. If you look on Human Services. We got the wrong bill here. It changes. I can't find it. What it does is it changes the amount on the human services line and puts the $500,000 in for the ATCs at that point. You see on the bottom on line 14, it changes it from 21 something.
Okay. Thank you.
Senator Hutmacher, you have the floor.
If I could ask another question, I guess, of the sponsor, Madam President. In Section 27, it talks about Section 27A and line 13 and page 2. It talks about transferring money from the Youth at Risk Trust Fund of $396,000. And it was my understanding that we had taken that money and put it into the trust fund with the educational enhancement or the tobacco funds last year, and I'm wondering why that wasn't done or why that money's even there to be something else done with.
Madam President, thank you for the question, Senator Hutmacher. The money, what this is what that portion of the interest that would have been on that fund, on each of those funds, dealing with the People's Trust Fund and also with the Youth at Risk Trust Fund, it was the interest for that short period of time that accumulated.
You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. Then, so from July 1st of last year until now, that's what that portion of interest is?
Until it was put into the fund, whatever the time period was that it went into the fund.
Roughly in April.
Yeah, whenever it was that went, it would have been the interest that was accumulated up until then.
Okay. And Madam President, if I could ask you one more.
Senator Hutmacher, please continue.
From now on, so there will be no Youth at Risk Trust Fund, basically, and all
right.
Those funds that flow into there should stay in that.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hutmacher.
Majority. Okay. Further comments? Further comments? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Drake. Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator Drake, recently Plankington has been shut down, and we were told that we were going to save $1 million by shutting that down. What has DOC done with that money?
Senator Drake.
Thank you, Senator Moore, for the question. I'm not exactly sure what that has to do with this, but it has to do with a lot of that money is going into adult inmate programs and that type of thing. It's being spent within DOC.
Senator Moore, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. So, look, basically, I guess what we're looking at here, it's a good thing we closed Plankinton, or we'd have been looking for a lot more money for DOC in relationship to keeping Plankinton open and in relationship to replacing cell doors down in Sioux Falls, I guess. I find that absolutely amazing that we shut a facility down in the hopes of saving money, and the budget goes up this fiscal year already. I think we need to give careful consideration to some of these bills with special appropriations to these departments like that.
Senator Drake.
Thank you, Madam President. The problem that came up with the doors actually came up later. It's they have a glitch with the doors, and it actually gets down to being a safety issue. These doors will sometimes open on their own. Sometimes they can't get them open. If they have a fire or something like this, it puts a lot of the inmates at risk. It is a serious problem, and we really do need to address it. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Drake motion to amend House Bill 1237. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1237 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1237 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest? Greenfield, Hagen, Ham, Hotmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting. Senator Hutmacher?
No.
Madam President, ayes 31, nays 3, excused 1.
House Bill 1237 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.